Breakfast in the Blue Ridge with Lula Bell and Scotty. Good morning, good friends. Join us once again for a breakfast visit with those two favorite sweethearts of the airways, Lula Bell and Scotty, from their silent home among the laurels in America's scenic wonderland, the Blue Ridge Mountains.
You are told it is, down off the bed, it's my Blue Ridge Mountains.
We'll step into Lou and Scotty's kitchen just as soon as we hear from a good friend of yours. Let's meander through the woods, up the path that edges a laurel thicket with leaves shiny with dew, and into the home where we know we'll always find the harmony of true friendliness as well as that of song with Lula Bell and Scott. And speaking of song, Lou has one on her lips right now.
Single girl, round the town she flies. Married girl, rock the cradle and cries. If you are a single girl, single you should stay. Don't become a married girl, read your life away. Single girl, live the life of thee. Married girl, has a boss to please. If you are a single girl, single you should stay. Don't become a married girl, read your life away. Oh, a single girl can always change your mind. But a married girl's married all the time. If you are a single girl, single you should stay. Don't become a married girl, read your life away. Oh, single girl wears rings and things like that. But a married girl wears last winter's hat. If you are a single girl, single you should stay. Don't become a married girl, grieve your life away.
Now, I'll just bet you that you don't mean a dad burn word of what you said, darling.
You know I don't. But it's kind of a cute little old song, isn't it?
Sure is. It has been for a long, long time, too.
Well, that isn't one of those real old-time songs, is it?
No. It don't date back with Barbara Allen or some of those. Most of those songs are brought over from England, you know, in Europe. Single gal is just a homespun mountain product.
Howdy, good friends, howdy.
Oh, hello, Jack. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Stillwell.
Well, good morning.
I trust you're gay.
I am. And it seems as though I heard the strains of a lilting song as I came up the path. Yes, I missed something.
Oh, no. I was just singing a little old song about a single girl.
Oh, Sean, that's one of my favorites, too. Say, speaking of singing, those were mighty interesting stories on mountain songs Mrs. Henry wrote for the Spruce Pine paper sometime back.
Yes, they were. I read those.
Oh, how come I missed them? Probably because you always manage to hide the paper after you read it, honey. I never can find it. Put it anyway.
Well, the stories, they tell how the first songs were brought to the mountains by the early settlers who'd brought them from the old country.
And I was surprised to learn many of those songs were already 200 years old when they were first introduced over here.
Yeah.
Like old Barbara Allen, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Winnaker's in there. It's still popular.
Mm-hmm.
I hope some of your songs last that long, Scotty.
Well, there's one thing sure. I'll never know it if I do.
Say, Scotty, were you familiar with that child collection of ballads it speaks of in Mrs. Henry's article?
Yes, some of the real old-timers still remember when Professor Child came through here looking for mountain music. He finally collected more than 300 authentic folk songs around here.
You know, I can remember my mother telling me that. She told me that some years ago, folks were just real reluctant in this part of the country to sing old ballads for strangers. Just like they were ashamed of them or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, it's a good thing you and Scotty were natives, so you could capture some of the best ones for future generations.
Well, I don't know.
Well, of course, nowadays, what with the radio and all, that kind of music got popular. And today you'll find the folks in the mountains anxious to sing it for practically anyone that asks them.
I expect that's right. Mrs. Henry says the most popular of the old songs around here is the Hangman Song, and I don't believe I've ever heard it.
Oh, it's awful sad, Jack.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. When it came over from England, it was originally known as The Maid Freed from the Gallows. And there were several different versions of it.
Well, do you know it?
Yes, I learned one version as a boy. Let's see, it goes, Oh, hangman, hangman, hold your rope, slack it up for a while. I believe I see my father dear, he's traveled for many a mile. Oh, father, father, have you brought me gold, or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanged all on that lonesome tree?
Oh, honey, don't sing. That's such a sad one. I tell you, I like mountain music all right, but something a little livelier. That's plum sad.
I agree with you, gal. You know, that song, though, it goes way back and it tells the other way while the poor gal waits for every member of the family to buy her pardon. Finally, her own true love shows up with his gold and sets her free.
Well, I'm glad to know, anyway, it had a happy ending.
Well, it must have been mighty nerve-wracking for that poor girl for a while, though.
Yes, I expect so. Of course, I guess so much of that old music being really stories and song was sad because it told of real tragedy.
That's right. You know, like the famous ballad written by Frankie Silver just before she went to the gallows. She was the only woman ever hanged in North Carolina. Happened over 100 years ago.
That's so.
Well, they still have a local custom that that song is never sung in the presence of one of her kin.
Oh?
Now, me, I tell you, I like a song like Cripple Creek. There's a real old-fashioned mountain song with zing. That's the kind I like.
Oh, and I kind of favor that in myself, Lou. Remember
well, you
that?
Do stop, well, yes, I'm glad
to my knees, roll my bitches to my knees, roll my bitches to my knees, wait all for me when I think. That's the nice part about our music. It's something everyone can sing, whistle, hum, or play. Everybody.
And you know, your next-door neighbor may be the best ballad singer in the world if you catch him unawares. He wouldn't do it for any otherwise.
Yes, as Mrs. Henry says, the finest ballad singer she ever heard, she never saw. He was just a boy who came by her house early every morning, and because he was singing for the pure joy of it, he really captured the spirit of mountain music.
Yes, and Luna Bell and Scotty capture that spirit, too, especially in their own lovely mountain song about the place they love. They'll sing Carolina Mountain Home for you right after this message.
Bed, my mammy made for me. day. Home, folks, my home. I'm coming home. Never again will I stay. Carolina Mountain home, where skies are blue. Carolina Mountain home, where hearts are true. Take me back to the shed where I long to be.
Lay my head on the bed my mammy made for me. Carolina hills and blue, lonesome just for you.
Oh, that's really grand, kid.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks. That about does it for this morning.
Yeah, for the time being anyhow, but we'll see you all right soon, folks.
When it's morning in the field, here beside the lonesome pine. When it's morning in the field, and deep within this
heart
of mine.
Well, be sure to be on hand with Luna Bell and Scotty, the Blue Ridge Riders, and yours truly, Jack Stillwell, won't you? When it's time again for Breakfast in the Blue Ridge.